living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Morris West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill speaking. The training of 617 Squadron for the dam busting raid was tough and highly concentrated, and this caused many to wonder, because the hand-picked air crews were already highly trained and experienced operational flyers. Security was so tight that in all the squadron, only the commander, Guy Gibson, knew the purpose of it all. He knew, too, that Wallace's freak bomb was just about ready for use. Naturally, he was anxious and impatient as he awaited the next stage in the evolution of his crack squadron. It came early in May as Gibson and Martin watched the strange-looking aircraft fly into Scampton Aerodrome.
Will you look at that crate? Guy, will you just look at it?
Yeah. Well, it's a lank all right, Mickey, but they've stripped off one of the turrets, some of the armor's gone. The bomb doors, too. That's a hell of a lot of junk under the belly.
Yeah. Looks as though she'll walk better than she'll fly. Just a minute. That wouldn't be the sort of thing we'll be using, would it?
Yes, I'm afraid it would, Mickey. This is the first delivery.
Oh, no.
Yep. You'll be taking it out for a test run and spot a bombing practice at Reculver tomorrow.
Nice of you to tell me, Guy. Listen, do you always have to play this thing so close to your chest?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be secretive. I've got my orders, and I'm just trying to carry them out.
Oh, look, Guy, you're tired. You're edgy. If you don't watch it, you won't be in any shape to direct an operation. And besides, about that swelling on your face. Looks like a boil or a carbuncle.
I know what it is.
You should see the doc about it. Things like that can turn nasty, particularly when you're a little below par.
Yes, I know. I'm worried about it myself. I can't get my oxygen mask on.
Well, for Pete's sake, go and see the MO.
All right, Mickey, I will. Let's go. Look at this flying junkie. Well, so I took Mickey's advice and I tootled off to the MO. He took one look at this thing and said, Mr. Gibson, that's a carbuncle.
Do tell.
Well, I knew that, and then he cocked an eyebrow at me and said, Mr. Gibson, this sort of thing shows you're overworked. You'll have to take a fortnight's holiday.
Somehow.
Well, how about a couple of weeks' leave for the whole squadron, eh?
Yeah, buy me a beer and I'll take it up with Air Ministry.
Yeah. I was out in the bombing run at Reculver.
Yes, I know that.
Yes, I came in a bit low on the run, and when the bombs hit, the water spouted up and kicked back in my elevator.
Oh, you clot.
Well, we were trying to fly at 60 feet, like you told us, and she dipped heavily, and I had just enough control to get her nose off the water.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Mika. That's pretty dicey. We'll have to watch that. Listen, bring it up at the next training meeting, will you? It could be very important. By the way, how do the kites handle?
Oh, pretty good. A bit heavy on the controls, and the performance is down, but... Well, I reckon they'll do.
Oh, come on to Gibson, sir.
Oh, yes, Bennett. What is it?
Message from the signal officer. Just coming.
Oh, thanks. Uh-oh.
What's up, Guy?
The AOC wants to see me first thing in the morning. Looks like things might begin to warm up.
Take a look at these, Gibson. They're photographs of the dam.
The manor?
Yes, that's right. The dam. A photographic reconnaissance mosquito has been bringing them in for 3 days now. And, Gibson, The things we're most interested in are these shadows here.
Right.
See? Along the top of the dam here.
Oh, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See?
Mm-hmm, I see. What do the experts say about these?
A stunt. Oh, they've enlarged them, blown the photos up as large as they can. They've measured the shadows, and they're still, just shadows. The only conclusion seems to be their new gun positions.
Yes, I was afraid that's what it might have been. It means we'll get a hotter reception than we want.
Quite. But it means more than that, Gibson. It means there's a security leak somewhere.
Well, we'll get the security boys checking and double-checking. That's the best I can do, sir. You know how these things are. There's nothing you can actually, put your finger on.
Yes, I know only too well how things are. And by the way, tomorrow your bombs will arrive. Now, see that you have a cordon of guards ready for the unloading, and keep them there until the bombs are loaded onto the aircraft.
It's getting closer.
It's closer than you think, Gibson. Well, now let's stroll down and talk to Satterley. By the way... Did you bring Pickard with you?
Oh, yes, sir. He's waiting outside.
Oh, fine. I'll bring him in, then. He's a very good man on flak positions. We'll need him to plot the course.
These red blotches represent known flak.
Yes.
We've got to plot a course that'll give us as little flak as possible and also keep us as far away as possible from the night fighter airfields. You see, now, let's work on two separate routes. The first one cuts across Holland between Valkern and Skouen.
Oh, I see, yes.
There, you see. Mm. And that takes you between the night fighter airfields here and here.
Mm.
And brings you out near Ham, where you cut south to the Mona Dam.
Mm. Yes.
This is,
yes. It's about the best we can do, I suppose.
Let's take a look at the second zone.
Mm.
Here. We cut north over Wieland and across the Zuider Zee. There's no flak there. Then you hit a point slightly northwest of Wesel, and join Route 1 for the run down to the Marne.
Wait, just here.
Just there.
I see. Yes.
Now, on the homeward run...
Careful with that thing, boys. Might go off in your faces.
How's the loading going, Doc?
Ah, oh, fair enough, Mickey. It's a bit messy, though. None of the release fittings are standard. The bomb's an outsized job.
Just exactly how do these bombs work, Doc?
I know as much as you do, Mickey. Sweet Fanny Adams.
Well, what do they pay the armourers for?
Answering silly questions from air crew.
Pull your head in, Doc. I'm going up inside to check her over.
Jesus, what's that?
Get the running bombs falling off. Get out of here. Might have fused itself. It'll go off in less than a minute. Hop on the trolley, Martin. Get the hell out of here.
Phew. Well, nothing's happened so far. The release wire must have been faulty. She was going off. She'd have blown long ago. All right. You can come out now. The flap's over.
Now what do they pay the armourers for, Doc?
Ah, saving the necks of no goods like you. Oh. I never saw a hero scoot so fast in all my life.
Can I come in?
Yes, come in.
You wanted to see me, Guy?
Yes, sit down.
Hmm?
Want a cigarette, Mickey?
Thanks. Well, what did you want to see me about?
It's getting close.
Uh-huh.
I've got the routes plotted now. I want you to have a look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The routes. Number one, number two.
Yeah, but what about the targets?
Sorry, Mickey, not yet.
Oh.
But that's how we get in and that's how we get out.
Mm-hmm. I see, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come out to the flak there.
Factory. Mm. In trouble here, all right?
Yes, I know that one.
Uh-oh, fighter base.
Well, we might get...
Factory there. Yeah. A bit more trouble here, huh? Well, a ruddy lot of flak about, isn't there?
Well, there's nothing much more we can do about it. As you can see, there are very few alternatives, and well, all of them have some drawbacks, like night fighters, you know, out of range or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when's it to be, Guy?
Any day now. Just a matter of tying everything together.
The boys are getting jumpy.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm getting jumpy myself. Any trouble?
Not really. Some of them are hitting the hops a bit too hard.
I'll have a talk to them and get them to lay off. Anything else?
Oh, well, Dave Shannon's had a row with his girl.
Man.
Yeah. You understand it, of course. Yeah. He's been shooting a pretty heavy line there, and just when he needs a shoulder to cry on, poor Davey can't open his mouth.
Huh? Aren't you going to say something, David?
What?
Don't you think you've sulked long enough?
I'm not sulking. I'm waiting for you to explain why you stood me up last night.
I stood you up because you were bad-tempered and bad-mannered. And I don't have to take that, David.
Oh, all right, darling. I was bad-tempered and bad-mannered. I'm sorry. Look, darling, it's no fun for either of us fighting like this. Can't we just be ourselves? We were having a good time. We were getting a kick out of life.
I know that. And then what happened? All of a sudden, we were at each other's throats.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not mine, either. Look, David, is something worrying you?
No. Not the usual.
What do you mean, the usual?
What do you think's the usual around these parts? Waiting for the balloon to go up, waiting for the briefing call and the tannoy, wondering how you'll make up when the first flak hits, wondering whether you'll get the chop this time or the next time or the one after. That's the usual.
Oh, David, I'm sorry. I should have known. You're waiting for something, aren't you? I can feel it. All of 617 is waiting for it.
Yes, that's right, darling.
Something big?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
I want to tell you, but I can't. But I can tell you this, and I wouldn't tell it to another living soul. I'm scared, Anne. I'm scared as I've never been scared before.
Everybody else is scared, too.
Doesn't help much, sweetheart. It's like saying everybody else has got to die when you're waiting for the chopper to come down on your own neck.
Don't, David, please.
I'm sorry, Anne, darling. Really, I'm sorry.
Look, David, there's somebody coming home.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out tonight and he's nearly home. You'll come home like that.
To you, Anne?
Yes, David. To me.
It was understandable that David Shannon should become nervy. Despite his operational experience, he was still very young to face up to the strain of waiting for something big and dangerous to happen, and having no inkling of what it was. In this, he was only like the rest of his squadron. The strain was telling on all of them, although they reacted in different ways.
Oh, why don't they tell us something? I'm sick of sitting around on my backside waiting for something to happen.
Take it easy, son. Take it easy. We're the lost squadron, didn't you know? Nobody tells us anything until it's all over.
That's all right for you, Mickey. You've been in this thing up to the neck. The rest of us have been stooging around in the dark like bats.
Then you better rub the sleep out of your eyes. You're going to need them wide open.
Well, the boss has been scooting back and forth to headquarters for the last couple of days. You can hardly get a civil word out of him. There's a flap on, all right, and we must be getting pretty close to zero.
Odds on, we're going to have a crack at the Tirpitz.
Oh, no.
In that case, I'd better make a new will. My girl turned me down flat the other day.
Now, what's the matter with you boys? Getting cold feet or something?
Attention all aircrew. Attention all aircrew. All pilots, navigators, and bomb aimers of 617, report to briefing room immediately. All pilots, navigators, and bomb aimers of 617, report to briefing room immediately.
What's this? This is it, boys! This is it! Come on, get cracking!
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Gibson. Tell them.
All right, chaps. This is the news you've been waiting for. You're going to have a chance to hit the Germans harder than a small force has ever done before. Very soon, we're going to attack the major dams of Western Germany.
Well, at least it isn't the flippin' Tirpitz.
Right, now here are your targets. There's the Myrna Dam. There's the Edda. And there's the Sorpe. As you see, they're all just east of the Ruhr. We'll go in two waves with a third wave in reserve. The first wave will attack the Myrna. The second wave will attack the Sorpe. Now, those of the first wave who have not bombed will then attack the Edda. Well, that's about all for the moment. You'll get detailed instructions later. Now, I want to introduce to you Mr. Barnes Wallace, who first thought up the idea and who designed the bombs which you're going to carry. Mr. Wallace, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, I should like to tell you first the object of these raids. The three dams which Wing Commander Gibson has pointed out to you.
We can't hear you at the back.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm so sorry. The three dams which Wing Commander Gibson has pointed out to you supply most of the power for the heavy industries in the Ruhr. If these dams can be burst, German heavy industry will be crippled beyond repair. The surrounding countryside will be flooded so that food production will be drastically reduced. There'll be no electric light, and military roads and bridges will be washed away. If you succeed in your task, I believe the war will be shortened by at least a year. Probably more. Now, you've all been trained in the manner of aiming and dropping the bombs, and I should like to tell you something more about them. They're queer-looking things, I know. But they were designed to do this job and no other. Now, if you look at the blackboard, you'll see how when the bomb enters the water, it plunges downward to meet the base of the retaining wall of the dam. It explodes on impact, and a shock wave is built up in the water, sufficiently strong to crack the wall of the dam and burst it open. That's why your aiming must be dead accurate. If your bomb falls too far back, the shock wave will not be sufficiently strong to break the wall. If you aim too far forward, the bomb will hit the top of the wall and will quite literally, blow up in your face. You'll be flying at 60 feet, remember. Well, that's all I have to tell you, gentlemen.
Any questions, chaps?
Oh, yes. Our route takes us pretty close to a synthetic rubber factory at Hull's. Mm. It's a hot spot. I nearly bought it there 3 months ago.
You're always nearly buying it there. Oh,
well, if we go in lower, I think it might upset things.
Yes, I see what you mean. Well, now, if you think it's a bit too close to Hull's, we'll bring the course down a bit, say, to, about here. You'd all better be very, very careful here. The gap isn't too wide. New navigators will have to watch it.
What sort of defences are there on the dams themselves?
Oh, we're a bit worried about them. We've had a lot of photos taken, but they haven't told us much. So far as we know, the defences are confined to light flak.
Any balloons, sir?
Well, up to yesterday, the nearest ones were around a small factory 12 miles away. We don't expect any.
Are there any nets on the lake?
Yes, standard torpedo booms.
Oh, will they be effective against the bombs?
Not a bit.
Not a bit.
Now, over here. I want you to come round, gather round here.
Yeah, right.
Models of the three dams. I want you to look at these until your eyes stick out and you've got every detail photographed in your mind. Then go away and draw them from memory. Then come back and check your drawings. Correct them. Then go away and do them again until they're absolutely perfect. All right, chaps. You've got enough here to keep you busy till 1500 hours. I'll see you all then.
Well, Gibson?
The boys are working over their first briefing, sir. When do we go?
If the weather's right, you go tomorrow night.
I see.
Not a word of this to anybody else. We can't afford a security risk at this stage.
No, sir.
I want to fix on a code word which will signal the success of the attack.
Why not call it nigger?
Nigger? Oh, well, it's as good as any. What's the reason?
Well, it's my dog's name, sir. Kind of mascot. I can't take him on the raid, but I'd like to think he was with us in spirit.
All right, Gibson. Nigger it is. No need to tell you. We'll all be on tender hooks waiting for it in the ops room.
Yes. You want anything else, sir?
No. Just radio the one word. Nigger.
Chaps, how are you going?
Okay. What do you reckon's the best way in over the dam, Skipper?
Well, the first thing is to get the final line of attack. Just here. Yes, that's the spot. Make a wide, low circuit, come in over the spit, then we're right. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Right. Now buzz off and eat. But lay off the grog and keep your mouth shut. Not a whisper to your own crews.
When do we go, Skipper?
Tomorrow night. Now, I say it again, chaps. Keep your mouths shut. If there's one slip and the Germans get to hear of it, you won't be coming back tomorrow night. All right, that's all.
Skipper?
Oh, yes, Mickey, was it?
I hate to tell you this, Skipper, but Nigger's just been run over by a car outside the camp. He was killed instantly.
I see.
Care for a beer?
No, thanks. I'd better go and see about having him buried.
Hey there, Mickey.
Hi, Toby.
Now, come on, Mickey, give. There's a flap on, isn't there?
Oh, just a small one.
Well, what is it? They never tell us gunners and wireless ops.
Nothing. More training, that's all. You'll hear about it tomorrow.
Training? Oh, I don't believe it. It can't be.
It's true.
Will you swear it?
I swear it.
Oh, I need a drink. What are you having?
Shandy for me.
Shandy? And where any training tomorrow? Martin, you're the biggest ruddy liar on this station.
I thought you might like a drink, Guy. I brought one up.
Oh, thanks, Mickey. Listen.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Happy landings.
Happy landings.
Sorry about Nigger, Guy.
No. It's one of those things. He wouldn't have felt anything. Must have died immediately. You know, whoever ran him down didn't even bother to stop.
Oh, don't take it too hard. You know, the boys are depending on you tomorrow, sort of.
I'll be all right when the flap's on. Makes you think, though, doesn't it? Even the ruddy dog gets the chop when he doesn't expect it.
Oh, forget it, Guy. You've got a lucky number. When this is over, you can give the game away. We all can.
Yeah.
Well, I'm due for a spot of leave anyway.
Where are you going to take it?
Oh, Wales, I think. No, around the mountains. Mm-hmm. Should be some good fishing.
Never was much of a fisherman myself. Still, for them that likes it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of chatter in the mess, but the boys are keeping their mouths shut.
Oh, good.
Oh, like another drink?
No, thanks. You run along, Mickey. I'll turn in shortly.
Here, take these.
What's this?
Doctor's orders. Sleeping pills for all air crews. We won't get much sleep tomorrow night.
No, I suppose not. Well, good night, Vicky.